97.7 and 106.1 WEXTRadio.org. I'm Chris Wink, and I've rung up Megan Nolasco from the Collar City Pride, and I wanted to talk to her a little bit about what's going down, because October 4th is the second annual Pride Fest, right, Megan?
Yes, it is, and we are already here. I can't believe it. It's fall.
How did that happen, right?
Well, you know, I thought that we would have a little more buffer because our Pride Festival is outside of traditional Pride Month in June, but it still feels like it came here just as quick.
So you're the founder and you're the board chair now of Collar City Pride. Tell me about Collar City Pride. So there are probably some folks who don't really know much about you guys.
We're fairly new. So I launched Collar City Pride in December of 2023. Previously to that, I worked at the Pride Center of the Capital Region in Albany. I'm a social worker by trade, macro social worker. I work in policy. And Collar City Pride was really born from a gap that I was seeing in services for LGBTQ plus folks, especially transgender, gender nonconforming, non-binary folks, in trying to access gender affirming substance use treatment care. So Collar City Pride, our main focus is to provide LGBTQ plus resources and connections to affirming substance use services in the area. Since we launched in 2023, we are now about to host our second Pride Festival. We've also hosted about, probably 30 or 40 LGBTQ plus focused events. We try to split our events between places that serve alcohol and places that don't, because we do want to create intentional spaces for those who do not use substances or are sober or trying to be sober. And then we've also, as of last year, beginning of this year, we launched our case management services, our Rainbow Bridging case management program. And moving into next year, once we at Collar City Pride can wrap our heads around things after Pride, our goal is going to be trying to open up a brick and mortar space for us to host our services. Our end goal, our five-year goal, is really to open up a TG&C and B, a transgender, gender nonconforming, non-binary, specific substance use inpatient treatment center, because one of those doesn't exist currently in the state. So that's a little kind of us in a nutshell.
In the whole state, there isn't one?
There is not. There is not an inpatient substance use treatment center in the state that does not require you to pick a male or female side when you go into treatment, which is problematic for trans folks, but really problematic for non-binary folks. I'm a non-binary individual. I use they and them pronouns. I'm also a person in recovery. If I walked into a treatment center right now, I would need to pick a female or male side. When inherently, you know, being non-binary is that we are not male or female. That's the whole point. So yeah, that's our 5-year end goal.
Well, that's admirable. And I'm hoping that you're seeing support for all of these initiatives, especially that.
Yeah, we are. You know, we were really welcomed with open arms into the city and community of Troy. We operate in Rensselaer County, but we've done a lot of our work in the city of Troy. We've had some warm welcome from the community here. And we also, you know, we partner with the Pride Center of the Capital Region and In Our Own Voices often to try to pull in, you know, these community orgs that here in the community already provide services. I think, though, the majority of the community hasn't thought about treatment for queer folks in this way. For substance use treatment, right? I think that a lot of what we do is education and awareness. Just for the broader LGBTQ plus community in general, we do live in a predominantly rural county. So that just awareness and education in general is important. But for our specific community that we serve, you know, individuals who use substances, I think a lot of folks don't realize, similarly to you, that if you are a, you know, TG and CNB person, treatment for you is not just as easy as walking in the door and saying, I want to obtain treatment. It is, am I going to walk in and be affirmed? Am I going to be able to, you know, take part in my treatment in an affirming space? Those are, I think, elements a lot of folks don't realize. So yeah, we do a lot of that education and awareness too.
I'm glad you're doing that. Megan Nolasco, the founder and board chair of Collar City Pride, with me on the line right now. We're talking about Collar City Pride, and let's let folks know where they can go to learn more about you and get some resources and maybe get connected with y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. Our website, collarcitypride.org, that hosts, you know, all of our events, that has our resource directory that we host and hope to put out by the end of the year. It also has our intake form for anyone looking for services and a little bit about us, our mission, our vision, our values, where we've been. And then, of course, our social media, Instagram and Facebook. We're on all of these platforms, just as Collar City Pride. those are the best places to get the most up-to-date information.
And you mentioned events, so let's talk about the big event in the room. Pride Fest is coming. Your second annual Pride Fest, October 4th. Tell me where this is taking place.
So we are right over the bridge at Hudson Shores Park in Waterville. We did have to move our festival outside of Troy, and I will leave that to the viewers to read the Times Union article about that. We won't take up time here, but we have been welcomed with open arms in Waterville, and we will be there at Hudson Shores Park. We will be taking over the whole park on Saturday, October 4th.
Awesome. And you get underway at 3, was it, Dicey?
Yes, we run a little bit different than other festivals. We're running from 3 to 8 p.m., so you'll get some beautiful fall sunshine and then also a beautiful dusky evening as our performances start for the night.
Oh, that's great. What kinds of things can folks expect there? What do you have going on that day?
We have so much. We've got a little bit of everything for everyone, I feel like. So we have our full entertainment roster. We have DJ Lovely Canzella, who's our DJ for the day. We have 10 different performers between drag performers, musical performers. We have a lot demonstration from Official Pride Martial Arts happening on stage. We also have a family fun zone. That area has balloon animals and face painting and rock painting. And then we have the Girl Scout troops from both Troy and Waterville who have some crafting. We have about 65 vendors this year, and that includes folks who are selling their wares as well as community organizations who are tabling the event. The majority of our vendors are LGBTQ+ or serve the LGBTQ+ community, and they are all from the capital region. We try really hard to keep things local. The same with our entertainment. Every one of our entertainers is from the capital region and is LGBTQ+. But I think one of the most exciting things for the day is kicking off the festival at around 2:30, 2:45. Waterville is hosting its very first Pride flag raising inside of the park. That is also open to the public. That starts at 2:45 and kicks off the festival. And the one new thing this year is we do have Nine Pen, who will have their own beer garden area serving beer and wine during the event.
And can you sort of list off a few of the performers so you get folks excited about the stuff that's going to happen on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our two hosts, Stella Progress and Maura Glamazon, two very well-known drag queens in the area. Stella Progress was Miss Empire State this past year. We also have performances from Keegan James and JJ's OK. Those are a couple of musical performances. And then we also have other drag queens joining the stage, Queenie Royale, Phoenix Fox. It's a nice assortment of folks per performing this year.
Oh, that sounds great. And folks can find out some more details at your website, collarcitypride.org, right?
Yes. Yeah. We have the full event and full event details listed on our website. Also, keep an eye on our social media. We're sharing new things every day as we lead up to the festival. So that will be where you will find our festival map, a list of all the things happening that day, time for the flag raising, as well as a full list of our vendors, both those who are selling their wares, community partners. And then we have, I think, 5 or 6 different food trucks for the day as well.
Oh, that's great. Been talking with founder, board chair of Collar City Pride, Megan Nolasco. Megan, thank you so much, and best of luck with the second annual Pride Fest on October 4th in Waterville.
Thank you so much, Chris. We appreciate the time.